Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. Yo.
You the G. 716, feel me. Whole world, feel me. Ha.
As the world coming 365, all a nigga tryna do is stay alive. As the world coming 365, all a nigga tryna do is stay alive. As the world coming 365, all a nigga tryna do is stay alive. If I die for my time, Lord, at least I try. If I die for my time, Lord, at least I try.
I know a lot of niggas died, I know a lot of niggas try. Leave us swallow your pride and let profit reside. We all clashing in this life with dreams. Dreams collide, the cream collide, more money, more problems arrive. These niggas is backwards, fuck the theatrics, theory of a relativity, puzzle niggas with mad shit. Why clap shit, got niggas eager to squeeze the ratchet. Something like Batman, a go-go gadget. Disappear like magic, I'm so charismatic. Without the scale, face value digits. This is ridiculous, niggas tickling my senses. Say you real nigga, gon' take some convincing. Back to the drawing board, fuck the blueprint. I'm truly life living, really good living. Put the knife city turkey niggas like Thanksgiving. And for all these bitch niggas, tell them thanks for giving.
As the world turning 365, all a nigga tryna do is stay alive. As the world turning 365, all a nigga tryna do is stay alive. As the world turning 365, all a nigga tryna do is stay alive. If I die for my time, Lord, at least I try. If I die for my time, Lord, at least I try.
I can't lie right now, I'm so high right now.
Yo, yo, can you hear me? You can hear me? Oh, shit, pissing me off now. Yo? Yo, yo? Yo, can you hear me? Yo, can you hear me? Yo? Yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yo. Listen, that's like stupid as hell. Yo. Apologies. You know what I mean? I go by the name of XL, having all the technical difficulties on my end. But if you can hear me, I mean, please raise a hand so I know that we're all in attendance. All right. But today, I want to speak about the seven family structures. You know, I just seen somebody just logged out, you know, but my apologies for these technical difficulties. And you know, it was just a subject that I wanted to pawn this, you know, flowers like a lot of us don't have structure in our family. And I did some research, well, I did some searching, and I found, like, the seven different structures as far as according to Google, you know. And I just want to expound on the family structures and parenting and building good relationships. With your partner. And the first structure is called the nuclear families or nuclear families. And the nuclear family is the traditional family setup that makes the majority of all families. It consists of two parents and children or a child. The children can be biological or adopted. The parents can be from different sexes, which I don't agree. Same sex or gender fluid. The premise the premise of his family is two parents raising children in the same household. The nuclear family is widely accepted, set up in societal norms across the world. Almost 70% of the world families have nuclear family setups. Now, if anybody feel free to want to elaborate on something I'm speaking about, you can go ahead and interrupt me, you know, and we can expound on the subject matter. And the sixth one is a single-parent family. And the single-parent family consists of one parent with one or more children. The parent can be single out of choice or death of a spouse or a result of a divorce. Single-parent families used to be looked down upon in the past, but now they are more of a social norm. And rapid changes in gender roles also, as well as different moral rules, have led to the rise of single-parent families, according to families. The fifth is the extended family. You know, it's consists of more adults who are related by blood or marriage, living under the same roof with their children. Now, I'm not really clear on what they were trying to say, but I can give my opinion. And I mean, so extended families is more like how Puerto Rican be all piled up in their houses and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They got like 10 different families living together and shit like that. So, and then we have the number four is childless families. You know, childless families consist of partners living together without children. However, some couples choose to live without children, you know, such as like medical complications that make it difficult for them to have children, or it can be just by choice, you know, which is a good thing, you know, and that's like them, some like these rich families and stuff like that, how they have like animals and dogs to substitute for the children. I mean, so, and then we have number two is the grandparent families. And the grandparent families are the parents of the children's parents, whom are either alive, deceased, in prison, or due to abandonment. And we have a lot of that in the melanin culture. You know, some people make personal decisions, self-gratification, or whatever the case may be, you know, but we all need somebody, you know what I'm saying, either family or friend, you know what I mean, father, like some type of support group, and I believe that a lot of us don't have that support group, or we believe or think that we do have that support group, you know, and some people just be around for what they want to be around for, and it's kind of detrimental to some, you know, because some people look at individuals as family, and they're really not even family for real, for real. They just people that just be around, you know what I mean, that just hold the bloodline or the title of being a family member, you know. So I think that's important to establish relationships with a family member or someone that's like family. And the last one is the unconventional families, which are people you come across along in life and you consider them as family because their abilities to love, care, and support you, such as a family or a family member. You know what I mean? A lot of us have that unconventional family, you know, due to various reasons. And I believe that family is important. You know, family is very important. You know, family can save you. Family can harm you. Family can educate you. You know, I mean, other people can be your role models and stuff like that. But if those that are not connected with their family, they need to be connected with their families. I mean, and like in Buffalo, New York, we just had a recent situation. that hit us hard. You know what I mean? Which is unnecessary acts and stuff like that. But it's just crazy how like a lot of people don't even know like individuals that died were they family members and stuff like that. But you know, also, you know, not having family to come into play with improper parentalship. You know, some parents, they like to distance others due to the fact of their own personal emotions towards the mother or father. You know, and it's my belief, and I mean, and I bestow this on everybody, you know, it's not about, when being family, it's not about you or I. It's about more so the upbringing of the child. You know, I know, like, in my family, I have a few cousins that called my grandparents their mother and father. You know, and I don't agree with those titles for them type of people. You know, your mother is your mother, and your father is your father, and that's just that. You know, I would never call somebody else my mother. You know, I have mother figures in my life, but I'm not going to consider you as my mother. I never will look at you as my mom, you know, I mean, regardless of our ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? But, for those that did just tune in, for those that did just tune in, I was speaking about seven family structures. You know, so if you missed out, I am going to recap on the first two, which is 7 and 6. And that's the nuclear family. The nuclear family is a traditional family that's set up that makes the majority of our families. And that's just the mother and father being in the same household with the child or the children. You know, and then we have our single-parent families, which we all familiar with. You know, either the mother has a child or either the father has a child, which there really shouldn't be. You know, like I said before, you know, I mean, that's all due to personal feelings towards one another. You know what I mean? And basically, like, the definition of a family structure is basically refers to the combination of relatives that comprise a family. And I mean, classification on this variable considers the presence of or absence of legally married spouses or common law partners. I mean, the common law partners, if you're not familiar with common law partners, or you say common law marriages, is which are two that have been living together for a period of time. So all states don't recognize common law marriages, common law partners. But it's two that have been living together for a period of time and holds themselves out to friends and family as being married with or without children and without confirming with the city or state through formal ceremonies or a marriage license. You know, and I think that, a partnership is greater than a relationship, you know, and the key thing in relationship is to relate. You know, you got to be able to relate on many levels. You know, some people get into marriages because of beneficial gains or the way a person look or the way a person makes you feel. You know, and that feeling at times leaves, you know, and then after that feeling leaves, then there's no more relating. I mean, some relationships are based on sex. Some relationships are based on what you can do for me or what you can do for us. You know, and being a family is all starting with, it all starts with parenting. You know what I mean? Having moral values and stuff like that. Like, if the parents don't stand on nothing, then the children will fall on anything. And then the children seek out other sources for guidance. And, I mean, sometimes it makes the individual better or it makes the individual worse dealing with dysfunctional families. You know, I came from a dysfunctional background, and you know, I had to find my own way. You know, some catch it early, some catch it late, some catch it in the median, excuse me. And, you know, I was an individual always willing to listen and willing to learn. So just because you told me something today don't mean that I'm going to operate upon it tomorrow. You know what I mean? It got to resonate with me. I mean, just as well as anybody else with information, it has to resonate with them. You know, people that go through their own experiences and stuff like that. And I just want to expound on, like, parenting is, you know what I mean, and how much parenting means to children. You know, you got some people that claim they parents, and they really not parents, you know what I mean, you're a guardian, you know what I mean, or you got people that say, like, oh, I've always been in my child's life, and you haven't been in that person's life. Maybe you've been just around that child, you know what I mean, but not involved. You know, so I think that we need a little more involvement with our children, man. You know, raise them right. You know what I mean? Which is like spending time, you know what I'm saying, getting to know your child and not trying to tell your child, you know what I mean, what you do, what to do or what you think they should be doing. You know what I mean? We need, like, proper communication skills. And tap and see a child's brain and their emotions and their feelings to see where your kid is at. You know what I mean? Because I believe a lot of us, we don't do that nowadays. You know, we just, like a lot of people, it's a cliche, you know what I'm saying? Say, oh, we're in a rat race or we chasing this money or we doing this and we doing that. You know, but our kids lose focus too. You know what I mean? Although you instill in them moral values, you know what I mean? Just because you instill them more values doesn't mean that they're going to follow behind and follow through with them. You know, everybody's their own individual. Just because we birth the kid doesn't mean that the kid going to be like us. You know what I mean? We may have similarities, but your child not going to be like you. You know what I mean? The child going to be your child gonna be a child. You know what I mean? And whoever they are, I mean, we have to accept them for who they are. You know what I mean? So I just want to read off something that I jotted down as far as, like, parenting. You know what I mean? Like, parenting is a raising of a child or children. Parenting consists of providing food, clothes, and shelter, boosting the self-esteem, making or spending time with the child, proper communication, disciplining your child or children in order for them to choose acceptable behaviors, and learn self-control. I mean, being a role model to your kids, meaning being aware that you're constantly being watched by your children. You know what I mean? Parents should always show respect, friendliness, kindness, honesty, and tolerance. You know, and that's something that consists of being involved with your child. You know what I mean? Like, at times, I mean, we watch our children thinking, like, all right, let me take you out to have fun. You know what I mean? I'm parenting and stuff like that. That's not really parenting. I mean, that's part of parenting, but that's not the whole thing of parenting. You know what I mean? I think that we lose focus, and I mean, focusing on other things, but I mean, it's natural for us to do that. You know, but once you're aware, you know what I mean, I believe that we got to snap back into what was instilled in us, you know what I'm saying? Although, I mean, like, sometimes we come up with our own installation. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, moral values and our own outlook on life, and we try to get our children to see the same vision. You know, like I said, man, some catch on early, some catch on late. But, you know what I mean? Long as the child catch it, you know what I mean? That's all that matters. You know what I mean? So let me go to my further read. Like I said before, and I mean, parents always should show respect, friendliness, kindness, honesty, and tolerance. I mean, as a parent, love should be expressed unconditionally. And a lot of households, we have friction, animosity, and that's due to not actually getting to know one another. And once you get to know a person, you know what I mean, you can decide to choose if you want to deal with that person in a certain manner. You know, I believe that mothers and fathers should always be on good terms regardless of the differences of what transpired in the past. You know what I mean, we should always be on good terms, especially in the face of the children. You know, like, we got some mothers and fathers that's just stubborn in their ways, you know, that doesn't want to agree just by choice. I don't want to see a vision. I don't care about that. I just want to be mad and angry at you. And that shit ain't right. You know what I mean? That shit ain't right, especially in front of the kids, you know what I'm saying? So that, by children seeing that in a house, in a household, you know, they carry on with that outside of the household. And then I can say it becomes an excuse or like a genetic trait, you know what I mean? After a while, you know what I mean? Excuse me, not a genetic trait, but my apologies. But it becomes an attribute after a while, you know? And sometimes we need outside individuals to give us a heads up or school us on certain things that we didn't get in our own household, you know, like, I believe that, children shouldn't have to have outside sources, you know what I mean, to teach them, you know what I mean, although, it's hard trying to fulfill all aspects of being a parent, but however, it's just like the ground rules of being a parent we should exercise, you know, and that's like proper communication, you know what I mean? Like spending time with your child, you know what I mean? Dwight Bay, he posts a lot, you know what I mean, spending time with his kids and stuff like that. Like me personally, I don't do that, you know what I mean? I don't want everybody to know what my children look like or even what my kids' mothers look like. So like if I post something about my children or my kids' mothers, I take that shit right down. You know what I mean? Because I don't want nobody, you know what I mean? You know, we know how things go, you know what I'm saying? And it's like keeping tabs on people and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said before, you know, like family is very important. I mean, I don't know 100% everything about, I mean, being a parent, but at least I try, you know what I'm saying? I try to work on myself and try to kick it with my children as much as possible. You know what I mean? I give them game from what I know, you know, and from what I learn also. Like, I'm big up on choices and decisions. You know what I mean? The red pill and the green pill. You know what I mean? Blue pill, yellow pill, whatever pill you want to color it. You know, I'm big up on that. Like, I have conversations and had conversations with my oldest child. You know what I mean? I'm not an individual that's going to scold you. You know what I mean? I'm going to kick it with you. You know what I mean? The same way that I wanted my parents to kick it with me. You know, so I give her the ins and outs. I'm like, man, if you go left, this is going to happen. You go right, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? But just know that it's always going to happen no matter what direction you choose to take. You know what I mean? And I just wait for the stories. You know what I mean? I sit back and wait for the stories. You know what I mean? Just listen to the stories. Like that, you know. So and that's like even like when kicking with your child, you know what I mean, like you don't want to confront your child, you know what I mean, aggressively, you know what I mean, you want to avoid blaming, criticizing or fault finding, you know what I mean. Instead, we should strive to nurture and encourage them to choose better decisions, you know. Anybody feel free to raise their hand. They have something to say. They want to expound on what I was talking about. And feel free to. Like the same sex thing, to me, is totally bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't think no man to man should be raising no child and no woman to woman should be raising a child at all. You know what I mean? That's confusing the children right then and there, especially if that child's in the same household. Hey, Dwight Bay.
Brethren.
Brethren, peace.
Well, I love this topic that you're talking about because it's important. And, you know, a lot of people do things stems from the relationship they have with their parents. I literally, like, I be seeing the way some of these parents talk to their children, and they curse them out like they grown, and they always, you know, telling them stuff out of anger and do this and do that. You know, they don't give them no type of respect. That's why, you know, I appreciate the way my mom raised me and my brothers and sisters. Like, she gave us all the respect in the world. We can go to her, and we can, you know, we can talk to her. You know what I'm saying? If we had a problem, we didn't have to hide anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I had a question. This is deep, man. This is deep. I had a question. When you said morals and values, I just wanted to know some examples of morals and values. Like, what type of morals and values can people apply in their family life that's going to give them the change that they need right now? You know what I'm saying?
The morals and values is like, the moral values is like, be truthful. You know what I'm saying? Always bring forth truth. Excuse me?
If you don't mind, just like give me, because I like clarity. I like to observe from a place of clarity. So when you say be truthful, are you saying the parent be truthful to the child, the mom be truthful to the husband be truthful to the wife, child be truthful to the parent? How you saying it? Like throughout the whole family?
I'm saying it for like being a parent, and if being a parent and as of installing, you know what I mean, moral values in a child, you know what I mean, like, whatever situation occurs, I can say whatever situation, but most situation that occurs, I mean, like, live by truth. You know what I mean? Live by truth and seek truth. I mean, don't accept no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And carry yourself in a proper manner. You know what I mean? In a respectful manner. You know what I mean? Like, my favorite thing to say is I like to dress in a manner that I want to be addressed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you see me suited up, man, respect me, man. You know what I mean? If you see me, man, respect me as a businessman if I'm suited up. You know what I mean? Address me as a businessman if I'm suited up. Even if I'm dressed down, I mean, shit, I still want the same respect. You know what I'm saying? I don't care myself like a bum. I don't want to be considered as a bum. You know what I mean? I don't look at myself as a bum, and other people shouldn't look at themselves as that, like that neither. You know what I'm saying? Like, however your appearance is, I'm saying, still have respect for others. You know what I mean, regardless of how they look, you know what I'm saying, just have respect for others. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, and other moral values is, I mean, is to, I mean, give when you can.
You know what I mean? I like that one. I like that one.
I mean, like give when you can. You know what I'm saying? Not all the time. I mean, like, you don't want to break yourself by giving, which I doubt that would happen. You know what I mean? And man, I'm not gonna say. Spread love to all. I mean, because all can't be loved. You know what I mean? Just love those that express they love you. You know what I mean? And that's not like a temporary expression. You know, if you love somebody, you know what I mean, you will consistently show that you love that person, and you're not out to hurt that person or backstab that person. You know what I mean? You're going to be able to support that person at all times. Well, not all times, but necessary times when you can. You know, you know what I mean? Make sure that you generate funds to support yourself. You know, like, don't always look to your parents to support you. You know what I mean? Although your parents, I said parents, you know what I mean, is going to be there for you. But you can't always run to your parent just because you know your parent will and can do. You know, like my child, you know what I mean? Like, when she became of age, I fell back. You know what I mean? I fell back. Like, man, you defend yourself now. You know what I'm saying? When you need me, I got you. You know what I mean? And there's a time when my oldest was jealous of my youngest. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's due to the fact that the missing time that I had out of my oldest life, you know what I mean, due to being incarcerated in captivity, you know what I mean, she kind of looked at things different. And I had to explain to her, like, there's nothing different. You know what I'm saying? Although I wasn't there in your earlier years, I've been there through your mid and on up, you know what I mean? And I ain't never been absent since. you know, mm-hmm. and I explained to her, treat you like your youngest sibling. You know what I mean? I better treat you according to your age. You know, so that was kind of like a little difficult for her. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, I kick it with her. You know what I'm saying? I'll be sitting like, man, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that, man. F this, F that. Nah, listen, let me talk to you for a minute, man. I mean, so I can broaden your horizon on things. I mean, like, life ain't always what we expect for it to be.
So you still do counseling and mentorship, basically, to guide them?
Hell yeah. Shit, hell okay. yeah. Because
you know, like I didn't see a lot of parents doing counseling and mentorship with their children. Like they just be like, my dad live over there. Sometimes I go over there. Sometimes I see him here and there. Or sometimes the dad ain't even in the picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think, go ahead.
And for some mothers, that affects the mother in a way where that they can't properly function neither. You know what I mean? Because they so wrapped up on, well, I wish he was here. I wish he was there. I wish he was doing this. I wish he was doing that. You know? So, with that being said, it's like when those questions pop up in the mind, I mean, like some mothers, they don't have people to talk to them, you know what I mean, or walk them through or guide them or even inform them how to, like, channel those emotions or channel those thoughts. You know, and so they seek guidance or a certain feeling from a man. I mean, when I say man, well, a male. You know what I mean? And you're seeking that guidance or that emotion in a wrong manner. You know, so now that you're trying to fulfill that void, and some mothers just forget about the children. You know, then there's another cycle. Mm. That's where another cycle comes. And I mean, that other cycle comes. That become more detrimental. You know what I mean? Because they all think about themselves and what they think they should have and what they feel as though they should be receiving. And sometimes, man, mothers mess up relationships like that. You know what I mean? Some have good men and they fuck up relationships like that because of they so...
Give me, if you don't mind, give me some examples of how, like a scenario, how they fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Just for clarity.
Like, say it's like, a man is for the woman, you know, like the man can be all for the woman. I mean, support them, you know what I mean? Take them out, show them, have a good time. I mean, respect them, respect the children also. But emotionally, recollect on back what they want to receive from the child's father, you know, and they act out in a certain way, you know what I mean? And they act out in a certain way. You know, and then the male figure is like, what's going on? Like, why are you tripping? You know what I mean? Why are you acting out? You know what I mean? Some females are not going to be truthful. Why are they acting out? They create situations. You know what I mean? To get the man to run away. And then that's where that back and forth shit come in at. Oh, I love you. Oh, then when you love me, when I'm here, you acting a fucking fool. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So, you know what I mean? I believe so. It's more so harder on a female because, I mean, they're emotional creatures. You know what I mean? Or some will even deny thoughts or deny how they're feeling. You know what I mean? Just blame the man for everything.
Well, you know, I believe, you know, men are emotional too. They just get through. Everybody really get through it, but men are emotional too. I've seen a couple bleeding hearts as well, you know what I'm saying? And I've been in personal situations where I had to learn how to get out of that emotion because it seemed like that was what the woman would play on. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to solid up and just like after a while, I just got used to the pattern and, you know, I just think different now when it comes to situations like that with relationships. But yeah, man, go ahead.
Right. And, the best way, I tell truth is all in the front, man. Truth is like, the groundbreaking of it for everything. You know what I mean? Like some people, like I'm saying, some people, they don't like to be truthful on expressing their feelings. Or some people don't even want to answer themselves. But, like, that's part of building a good relationship. And that's even with, like, anybody. You know what I mean? But if, at times, you can't even be true. Sometimes you got to spit half the truth and half the bullshit with some people just to see where they at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it's all in communication. I mean, proper communication, not all that screaming and hollering. And two individuals got to be willing to listen, man. You know what I mean? You have to be willing to listen and respond manner, not just to hear you, just to say some shit out your fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? What's going to escalate the situation and make it even worse. You know what I mean? And
right.
We all been through those experiences, you know, and some people like to be stubborn. I mean, some males, some females like to be stubborn, you know, and just make shit just go downhill, you know.
And you know.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what I like to do when I get.
Oh, you went out. I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I was saying what I like to do when I get into a relationship, if I feel like if it's just me just smashing the broad, boom, you know, I'm going to hit and keep it moving, but I'm going to keep it cool, like it's going to be peaceful, you know what I'm saying? But right. If I see that I like the broad and I want to be with her, then I'm going to, you know, I sit down with them and I say, hey, let's do a little agreement so we can see our compatibility, because most times, I feel like people mm-hmm. swing relationships and anything yeah. happen. Like, then they wake up with attitudes and they don't set the mood for the relationship. So I always say, let's do a little contract, like a little agreement, put it on the refrigerator so we could be reminded of it. Like, what's the do's and don'ts? What's acceptable? What's not? Do you like when niggas snore, when niggas leave the toilet seat? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you don't like?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
That finds your... Go ahead.
But then... You get some people that agree to it, but don't follow through with it.
And break it, of course. Yeah, but then you know that at least you was honorable, so you can always have something to fall back on if it go crazy. You can say, hey, I tried. So mm-hmm. when you got to cut them off, you're doing it from a solid position. You maintain your integrity, your honor, and it's like, man, hey, somebody going to appreciate this. Somebody going to value this and say, whoa, he really focused. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, everybody ain't going, but I think it's a good start to a relationship so that it's not all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Right, 100%.
People wake up in the morning, they don't know what they – go ahead, my bad, go ahead.
No, finish.
No, I was saying people in relationships, they wake up in the morning and they don't know what they're going to do. They start arguing over little shit. Oh, you put too much ketchup on the fries. Oh, you didn't cut my potato. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that's some energy. Either that's some inner problems, or you trying to get this motherfucker away so you can bring somebody else in. I mean, it's only either one of the two.
this is why I like to be transparent. Like, I don't be doing sneaky links and shit like that. I'm transparent, so you know if I'm with somebody, I ain't hiding them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's gonna uh-huh. be what it's gonna be, but that releases
man,
a lot of.
Man, I'm hiding your ass if you ain't motherfucking. Man, you ain't valuable to be motherfucking exposed. I'm hiding your ass. Man, you was hit, motherfucker, all goddamn time. Yeah, if a motherfucker,
hey,
they ain't gonna be together.
Fuck your shit.
Talking over the back pocket.
Man, listen here, man. Listen, I ain't.
Like, man, you know, people be on social media posting their relationships, and next few months they with somebody else. Next few months, I ain't got time to be saying deleting shit, man.
That's the reality of life, man. It go like that. You could be with somebody, and next minute you're with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it go.
I mean, you know, social media say a life story. My life story ain't going like that, so I stick to the script.
Yeah, man.
I mean, and man, anybody else want to expound on the conversation? We got 8279, and then we got our town number. You
give
know
them
me,
the give them the number. Give them the calling number.
Yeah,
if they don't have it, but they might got it. But just tell them hit that one. They got to press the one to raise their hand.
Yeah.
Chime
so,
in.
So, if you heard the white bait, you got to press one. And I mean, the number is 515. That's the area code, 515-605-9749. And press 1, I mean, to raise your hand. If not, then you can continue on listening. And I mean, hopefully you picked up a few pointers, I mean, today on this subject matter about family structures, you know. And like I said before, man, you know, it's just like a job, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, in building relationships, it's not about clocking in, clocking out when you want to. You know what I mean? Because when you're on that job, you got to clock in and clock out. When they say clock in, clock out, you take a break when they say take a break. You know what I mean? But, you know, and that's one thing that we need to learn. You know what I mean? Like, even though if you love a person, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to take a break. You know what I'm saying? But break on good terms. Don't break with animosity or anger or shit like that. You know, it's confusing and, you know what I mean, just dysfunction and stuff. I mean, just, you know what I mean, just respectfully. I mean, let's take a break and see where it go. You know what I mean? Shit.
Why would people be taking a break though? Is that because it's an issue or?
Yeah, you know.
Why would somebody take a break?
I believe it's like when you have two energies or two powers. You know what I mean, it's like a you got two energies, you know what I'm saying, and you get to clashing in certain ways because, you know, like, when you first come across a person, first meet a person, I mean, it's all love. It's all, oh, this person is this person is that, oh, yeah, woo-woo-woo, you know, and then some people, like, they fall back from that image, I guess, is the image they put forth, you know what I mean, and it's like, man, you know, people do or say or operate a certain way just to receive something from that person. You know what I'm saying? And then once they start receiving, they don't want to reciprocate back. You know, like, it's kind of fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, especially when you got one truthful charge and then you got this one faulty charge, you know? And, every energy source has a positive and negative, you know, so either you want to put forth that positive charge or you want to put forth that negative charge. And we all know a positive plus a negative equals a negative, you know, so, you know, or sometimes, I mean, even like electricity, you know what I'm saying? Electricity, that shit burn the fuck out. You know what I mean? Then what you got to do, you got to cut off that burnt wire and you got to reconnect that motherfucker. So that's like part of taking a break, you know what I'm saying? So, either you're going to reconnect that motherfucker or you're not. You know what I mean? You're going to leave it dead and leave it dead. You know what I mean? But if it's worth, I mean, reconnecting, if it's worth saving, metaphorically speaking, if it's worth saving that electronic, then, I mean, shit, get that motherfucker repaired. You know what I mean?
So,
yeah, man. But, you know, I ain't going to talk too long, talk too much. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate those that chimed in, you know. If you want to listen back to the archives, I mean, or the message, then listen back to the archive of the message. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, it's all about, you know what I mean, choice and decisions. And if you are a positive source, man, continue to be a positive source. I mean, even though sometimes we got to hop on that negative shit, you know what I mean, just to get that positive shit out of somebody, you know what I mean, it's all good. You know, but, you know, just don't over, don't do no big bang. Don't big bang shit. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, you know, my name XL, you know what I'm saying? I can be reached on Facebook. You know,
I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you, brother. I think you must have cut out. Excel, where you at? You can hear me. I can't hear you, brother. Now, this was a good show, though. This was a good show. Talking about family structure and things like that. Definitely got to have a business plan in place. Family is not dysfunctional. Definitely, you know, assist all family members in being cognitive to their purpose for each other and their relationship. Can't hear you, brethren. Let me know if you need me to shut the show down for you if you're getting up out of here.
Yeah, hello.
Bro.
Somebody hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, my apologies.
I can hear you now,
baby. Yeah, my apologies. That was a little interruption. Yeah, but at the end of the day, man, it's all about, man, making the right choice and decisions. But shit, man, don't make the right choice making it a long ass wrong decision. But like I said before, though, man, I appreciate those that chimed in. You know what I mean? My name is Excel. It's E-C-C-E-L-L. I can be reached on Facebook, Marcellus Brown, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-O-U-S, Brown as in the color. My music page is I Am Excel, so that's I Am E-C-C-E-L-L. And I also have a clothing line called BNSL, Brand New Style Living. And Brand New Style Living is all about, man, doing what's necessary for you. You know what I mean? Living by your law. You know what I mean? Whatever your law is, that's your law. You know what I mean? We can't change people. We can't get people to think different other ways. But just being a stand-up individual, man. By being a stand-up individual, just, you know what I mean, living by your own moral values. You know, and that's respect. You know what I mean? Love. You know what I mean? Honor thyself. I mean, love thyself. I mean, love those that love you. You know what I mean? Always expand. Always educate yourself and educate those that surround you. You know what I mean? Don't ever leave nobody ignorant. I mean, and that's not knowing. I mean, if you know, it's all right to share. You know what I mean? It's good to share. It's great to share. It's phenomenal to share. You should share. You know, don't leave nobody in the dark with nothing, man. You know what I mean?
President, I got one question for you real quick.
Yes, sir. Got an answer for you.
Man, when I'm going to get my shirt that I ordered because I want to wear it for my next show?
Man, you're going to have it by your next show. You're going to have it by Saturday, brother.
Okay, okay.
Thing out tomorrow morning. First thing tomorrow morning, it's going to be in the air, man.
Definitely. I appreciate it, man. Make sure, man, let people know where they can get their shirts from, too. I think them shirts is dope. I said, I got to get me one. I got an edge in time, so that's why I got to wear it on my shirt. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, man. And I appreciate your Brand New Style Living, man. You know what I'm saying? You started your journey years ago. You know what I'm saying? That was your first Brand New Style Living. You know, and you've been living it ever since, although you took a 3-year hiatus. But, you know, shit, you know what I mean? We all need to take a break. Yeah, we all need to take a break. You know what I'm saying?
I had to cut that circuit. Put a new one in.
Yes, sir. But you can get your Brand New Style Living merchandise strictly directly through me. You know what I mean? I could be contacted at 716-401-6401. I'm not really into the website thing. I want them taking my money and my funds, nothing like that. You know what I mean? Because that money can go to good causes besides them. You know, that's funny. I have a Facebook page, Brand New Style Living, and on Instagram, it is _ Brand New Style of Living 20. You know, check out their gear. I got T-shirts, I have sweatsuits, I have skull caps, and I have bandanas as well. Face covers.
Damn, I know you have skull caps, man. I might got to give me one of the skull caps.
Yeah,
let me see what color you got. When you get a chance, send me the colors.
Man, I sure will, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and fall back, man. Do your thing, man. Appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Peace.
Peace.